from HanselMinutes.com, it's Hansel Minutes, a weekly discussion with web developer and technologist Scott Hanselman, hosted by Carl Franklin. This is Lawrence Ryan announcing show number 25, recorded Monday, July 17th, 2006. Support for Hansel Minutes is provided by Codesmith Tools, makers of Codesmith, an extensible template-based code generator for .NET. And now, Hansel Minutes listeners get $100 off Codesmith Professional with coupon code HM100 online at codesmithtools.com. Support is also provided by peterbloom.com. Start with better controls, finish with better sites. Online at PETERBLUM.com. And by .NET Developers Journal, the world's leading .NET developer magazine. Online at www.sys-con.com. In this episode, Scott talks about his own personal favorite blogs.
Hi, this is Carl Franklin, and you're listening to Hansel Minutes. I'm here with Scott Hanselman once again, your friend and mine. This week, Scott, we're going to talk about your blog role, the shouts-outs to your friends.
It is a shout-out. Well, I wouldn't say it's a shout-out to friends. Some people's blog roles are a list of their buddies, you know, and some people's blog roles are a list of every blog that they've ever seen, so they can have as many blogs as possible, get all the information they can.
And you're all about value, right?
Yeah, I kind of am. It's all about quality, not quantity. I used to have something like 1,500. It's down to 200 or 300 now, but the ones we're going to talk about today, probably not more than, you know, 20 or 30. This is definitely a Hansel Minutes show where folks are going to want to actually visit the site and take a look at the list of links. And a reminder to everybody that you can always go to the site, click on the name of the show, and the links, every single link that was mentioned during the show will appear on the site there.
Okay, great.
So this isn't the complete, you know, complete list of the Hanselman's blog role, but it's the ones that I think I keep coming back to, I guess. These are kind of the old friends, right? These are the ones that usually are the middle part of the wheel and the hub and spoke, right? You know,
you call them your top 25, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually didn't even count them. They just kind of, I looked at the blog role and I said, man, I'm always looking at this one. I'm always looking at that. And interestingly, FeedDemon at feeddemon.com, FeedDemon is the aggregator that I happen to use, has a really interesting new feature in the version 2 that is blogs I pay the most attention to and blogs I pay the least amount of attention to. These are actually the blogs whose items I actually read.
Okay.
So that was really interesting. So I used that that feature to figure out kind of which of these I'm actually looking at. So this is a little bit of just me saying, wow, I read that guy a lot or that gal a lot, but also that my aggregator, having watched me over the last year, actually told me these are the blogs that you keep going back to.
Okay, number one.
So in no particular order, actually, but number one in order, Sam Gentile. Is it Gentile or Gentile?
It's Gentile.
Gentile. Sam Gentile. Shrinkster.com/GO8. Sam started this thing a while back called New and Notable. And I keep coming back to that. It's kind of it's not necessarily daily, but it's, you know, a couple times a week, and he'll list all the different new notable links. It's kind of a feature on his blog, like a link blog, of things that are going on in the .NET space that are worth looking at. Sam's a good guy and is always focused on innovative .NET stuff. Now, as a partner to Sam, the original and still the best, Larkware.com, Mike Gunderloy's stuff, Shrinkster/GOK. Mike's daily grind is fast becoming legendary. He's coming up on his 1,000th daily grind. And this is a link blog primarily, but he also does reviews of software, reviews of books. He's got a certain kind of sass to it, though. He's out in Eastern Washington. He's like off the grid. You know, he's a deep .NET technologist, but totally off the grid, and just a hoot because he doesn't pull punches. He'll tell you exactly what he thinks about your software. He's the kind of guy that'll link to you and say, "I don't think you're going to make any money on this, but you know, maybe that's just me. I'm old." And he's hilarious. So between Sam's site doing New and Notable and Larkware.com, you pretty much got your coverage there for link blogs.
You know, one of the posts I still go back to when I'm teaching a class is Sam Gentile's post on how Com Interop is broken. Turns out it really isn't broken, but just sort of the weirdness about, you know, Interop and Com Objects. He's sort of dug into the, you know, asking the questions and getting answers from Microsoft about why they did this and why they did that. And, you know, some fairly deep logic there, but it looks like they made the best decision they could. Microsoft, that is, with Com Interop.
Totally. Sam is an interop beast. Definitely. Another blog I keep going back to, which is almost, this blog's kind of like a car wreck, and I don't mean that in the bad sense, but just in the you can't look away, is Dare Obasanjo. He's at Shrinkster/GO9, and he's at 25hoursaday.com, and it's also called Carnage for Life. Mm-hmm. He's had a number of different addresses, and Dare is a Microsoft PM. He used to do system.xml, and now he does some stuff on live.com and, you know, building community. And his big interest is social interaction on the internet. And he's one of these guys like Rory or like Scoble, where he says stuff and he's a Microsoft employee, and people go, wow, how did he get away with that? But it's true, you know. He may say it, it may have a little edge, a little crispness to it. You may say, how does this guy keep his job? But, you know, it's kind of hard to argue with truth. And yeah. I really like reading his blog because it gives you a real insight into how groups at Microsoft look at other groups at Microsoft.
Now, you mentioned his name. Is it Daryl or Dare?
Dare, D-A-R-E. Either Obasanjo or Obasanjo.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I would probably say Obasanjo myself, but Dare would have to correct me if I was wrong. So probably Dare Obasanjo or Obasanjo. I'm not sure. I think his dad's the president of Nigeria.
Okay.
The next one is Greg Hughes. Greg Hughes is actually one of our chief security guys at Carillion, and he's at Shrinkster/GOA. And he has a really interesting blog because he's almost like a personal Slashdot. It's one of those blogs of many interest. He used to be kind of a SharePoint guy, and then he started moving more into security. And he just has just the right mix of, you know, pictures of his cat and real world stuff. And people keep going back to him. He used to actually do some work for Chris Perillo and the Locker Gnome guys, and he's big into the whole GnomeDex vibe. And Greg's blog really has a very personal without getting too personal kind of tone to it.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy reading his stuff. And he's always digging around in things about security, things about phishing, safety of the internet. Definitely worth checking out. Now, here's a guy. I don't know if you've ever heard of Casey Chestnut, but he's at brainsandbrawn.com. He's at Shrinkster/GOB. And I got the opportunity to meet Casey in at an event in the Midwest. And this guy's blog is called Brains and Brawn for a reason. I mean, he's like, I don't know, 5'10", 280, probably benches twice his weight, and does artificial intelligence programming just for giggles. You know, that's like what he does in his spare time. You know, he'll go and do like a deadlift of 500 pounds, and then he'll code his own audio analyzer voice recognition system on the Windows CE and in the original C.
Awesome.
Yeah, seriously. He's hardcore. He's also one of these guys that doesn't like punctuation or pushing the shift key. So his site is kind of like reading an E.E. Cummings poem, you know, where everything's lowercase. It's all run-on sentences. But
all right.
Take a look at some of his artificial intelligence stuff. It's really amazing. He's done some pattern recognition stuff. He's always hooking up crazy hardware up to things. He got his Xbox controller to plug into his computer and control a media center. He does stuff with direct input. Definitely really, really heady and deep stuff. That's Shrinkster/GOB.
Cool. I'll check that out.
Now, you know, everything at blogs.msdn.com is gold. I mean, really, the quality of the blogs up at msdn.com are pretty fantastic. But I keep coming back to the Base Class Library team blog. I really like team blogs. You know, I can't keep track of 15 different members of a team, but I really like it when a team shares a blog. The BCL team, the Base Class Library team at Shrinkster/GOC, always has a lot of really good content. And a lot of it is about, why did we do that? Why did we make a decision about something in the BCL? If you've ever read the Base Class Library annotated reference, right? Sounds about as exciting as reading the dictionary.
Well, I don't think anybody reads it. I mean, you refer to it, but that is a heck of a read.
Oh, dude, I read it, man.
Do you?
Aardvark. You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. I used to read the encyclopedia and I love reading it. The thing that's fun about that annotated reference is that they'll, you know, you'll have like all the methods and properties on string. And at the end, they'll have comments from half of the team saying, right. Well, here's why we did that. And we had a really great argument about why this is camel cased and stuff like that.
I love that.
The Oh, it's fantastic. The blog is of similar quality. I definitely enjoy reading that blog. That's shrinkster/GOC. Now, next one here is, of course, the Polymorphic Podcast. You know, one of our podcast brethren over there, Craig Shoemaker, doing it, shrinkster/GOD. Actually, that was shrinkster/God. Probably not the cleverest shrinkster Earl I've ever passed out. But the stuff over at Polymorphic Podcast, he keeps cranking them out, man. They're very good quality.
They are good quality. Content. I believe both of us have been on that show, haven't we?
I don't think I've ever been on that show.
Oh, no.
I covet that show. I would like to be on that show. Maybe he'll call me.
Maybe this is an invitation then.
Maybe it is. Well, considering I made him shrinkster.com/God, which I probably should change. Next one is, of course, you know, Scott Guthrie, right? Scott Goo.
Oh, yeah.
The man.
He's the man.
We love Scott Goo. This guy went from having kind of a typical program manager blog a couple of 3 years ago to consistently spitting out insight and content and stuff about the internals of ASP.NET that is just all goodness flows from this blog. This is at shrinkster/GOE. When the web application project stuff came out that allowed you to compile your code on Windows 2005 in the original compilation style that 2003 supported, that's when I felt that Scott Guthrie's blog really took off. And now it's just every week, 3, 4, 5 really high quality posts. Well written with lots of screenshots. It's almost like it's a free technical book every week, shrinkster/GOE.
Yeah, he's very prolific. And
he is.
I remember one post that he did that was just absolutely amazing and insightful into Microsoft was on their testing architecture. Did you see this? You know, when they're testing.
Oh, right. About how they push out to like dozens and dozens of machines.
Dozens, hundreds,
all updating them.
With scripts and oh yeah, it was just amazing. And he showed
their testing matrix is fantastic.
Yeah, he showed racks of the machines just lined up. And
I love getting insight like that into the beast. You know, knowing what's going on up at the system.
Absolutely.
You know, other blogs at msdn.com that are worth looking at are like Raymond Chen's "The Old New Thing" at shrinkster/GOG. This is a guy who just seems to know everything. He's like the trivia guy. Like if you want to know why the tray is not really called the tray, it's the system notification area. He'll tell you about the meetings in 1994 when they were, you know, when Windows 95 was being thought about and they were trying to name stuff, you know. Or if you want to know like why WM broadcast message works the way it does, he remembers that stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like the you know, the historian of the system. Another great MSDN blog is Tess, the debugger lady. This lady is amazing. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have. In fact, you told me about her before on this show, and I went and looked at her.
It's crazy. I read that when I want to feel stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how good she is. She is like, it's like, it is CSI, you know, inside your computer.
Yeah.
She's like Monk. Have you seen Monk on USA?
Oh, sure.
You know, where you just walk into a room and you go, someone died. He was left-handed, 5'8". You know, she will take a big dump file and build up the entire forensic. Here's what happened. It was a Tuesday morning. She'll paint the picture for you step by step, consistently high quality. I hope she keeps it up.
She's awesome.
Now, you give a lot of presentations, and you've been doing it probably longer than I have. Presentation Zen is a fantastic site, shrinkster.com/GOF. This is a blog I keep going back to when I want to kind of reinvigorate the way I do presentations.
Okay.
You know, Cliff Atkinson? The guy Beyond Bullets? BeyondBullets.com got me started, but Presentation Zen got me stuck there. They had a really great post a while back where they compared the Yoda style and the Darth Vader style, you know, as if Yoda were giving a PowerPoint and as if Darth Vader were giving a PowerPoint. They also did a really interesting comparison between Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and who's the more effective presenter. So if you're into presenting and presentation thought and theory, Presentation Zen is fantastic.
Believe it or not, Scott, I got a lot of pointers about presentations from you, which I think you culled from Don Box, maybe. I don't know where you got it, but there was like a list of rules for presentations, and I followed them to the letter.
I wrote that when I was in Malaysia at the TechEd Malaysia. Yeah, that's just picked up from the world, picked up all over.
Great stuff.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I picked those up just from... Yeah, watching Don was the first presenter I ever saw, and but after that it was just picking up actually a lot of stand-up comedy. Frankly, watching a lot of stand-ups do their work, timing, preparation, all those kind of things. Presentation Zen does a good job of rolling up that kind of stuff.
Scott, one of Don Box's points for presentations was never use PowerPoint. What do you think about that? I mean, certain things lend itself to PowerPoint and certain things don't. But if I'm talking to developers, I generally don't use PowerPoints at all unless I'm going to show, you know, visual, like a graph or something like
right.
that.
I like using PowerPoint as breadcrumbs for your presentation, you know, lets you know where you've been, kind of reminds everyone about what we're doing, keeps you on track a little bit. But no, if PowerPoint's the meat of your presentation, unless you're doing a 5-day course and you really need to follow an outline, I find that it's not necessary. But I think that Lawrence Lessig and Dick, the guy from Skip Identity, are the guys who did the Identity 2.0 presentation, are really invigorating the PowerPoint kind of medium with this new rapid fire, hundreds and hundreds of slides with one word on them kind of style of presentation. Patrick Caldwell and I did our presentation like that at TechEd, and it was pretty effective. It worked out okay. There's a time and a place for PowerPoint, but I think it is true that the whole six bullets, six words PowerPoint style is dead.
Sounds like you were going for like the David Byrne style.
Yeah. Very, very existential.
Yeah.
Like the movie Brazil. Yeah, we should do a talk on presentations. That'd be a good idea.
We should.
Roy Osherov has kind of silently become the expert on regular expressions. You know, he's got his regulator tool. He's just come out with Regulazy. Have you seen this?
I've heard of it.
Expert system for regular expressions. It basically looks at what you're trying to do and gleans it and kind of helps you along your way. You give it examples of what you're looking for and it figures it out.
Now that's interesting.
He's a Trinkster /GOI, Regulazy and the Regulator. He'll probably build them into big one super IDE for regular expressions.
Huh.
He's
that's
up at, at weblogs.asp.net.
He's been a fan of .NET Rocks for a long time, I know. And
yeah,
I guess
definitely.
I think he's also doing his own. He tried to do his own podcast. I don't know if he's trying or he's still doing it. Does he?
Well, he's one of these guys like me where, you know, he's running around doing 15 different things. You know, he did the podcast for a while, but then he started getting into this tool. He'll kind of hide out for a couple of days and then software will just appear. He actually just put up a new tools site up at his domain with all of the things that he's ever kind of written. So he's actually been consolidating all of his tools into one site. So
he also
very
does a really geeky contest that about your desktop photo. You know, take a screenshot of your desktop.
Yeah, he's doing that right now, actually. Take a look at his blog. It's up at Trinkster/GOI, and he's doing basically a glamour shots thing for desktops. So people are going to submit their desktops, a screenshot of your desktop, and then you, myself, Mike, and Roy will vote on the best user's desktop.
Right. We're actually
judges.
The contest
is happening right now. We're judges.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I think so. Now, here's a great blog, Coding Horror. This is Jeff Atwood's blog at shrinkster.com/GOJ. This guy is I like to call him my nemesis, but we're actually good friends. This is one of those blogs that I keep going back to and saying, why didn't I blog that? And that's really when you know you found a good blog that you're going to get good information from is when you look back on the last week and you go, oh, beat me by a day. Or, oh, man, now I can't blog about that ever because he just put his thumb on the chess piece and now I'm screwed. Everything that he writes is gold. I don't necessarily always agree with him, but the thought and the introspection that he puts into his stuff about the software development process, it's not usually highly technical, right? He's not someone like me who's, you know, putting up code snippets and stuff, but he's talking about everything about coding, the culture, the product management, the product development. How do you manage your bugs? How do you manage your office? What's your cubicle like? Everything in the periphery there that is the sum total of software development Jeff talks about. Nothing's off limits. It's great stuff.
Cool.
Shrinkster/GOJ. And Phil Hack at hacked.com. It's shrinkster.com/GOL.
That's with
Phil
two
is another
A's,
really
right?
Two A's. Hacked with the AA, because that's his last name, Phil Hack. Shrinkster/GOL, another consistently good blog and always on the cutting edge. This is a guy who like marks up his code with, you know, CSS and marks up people's names with how he knows that person.
Yeah.
He's really into micro formats. So, for example, he might just mention my name in a post, but he'll actually put semantics on it. He'll tag my name like friend, met him, you know, information about me. So when you hover over it, that information, that semantic information about me is embedded in the post. He's actually the main developer on Subtext, which is a great blog. It's a fork of .text. Definitely check out hack.com, shrinkster/GOL. Now, of course, the 800-pound gorilla in the house is Chris Sells, right?
Yeah.
Sellsbrothers.com, shrinkster/GOM. The Marquis de Sales is the blog title. And, you know, he's one of the superstars of, you know, developers from back in the day. And he's actually here in Oregon. So I get to hang out with him occasionally.
You know, Rory and I were talking a lot about Chris while Rory was here last week. And what a great, decent guy Chris is, and incredibly smart, but not at all egotistical. You know, he'll tell you like it is. He doesn't pull any punches, but totally. He's not a jerk. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
He's a great guy.
And he's it's funny because every once in a while I'll ask him a technical question, and he'll pause. And I know if he pauses too long, it's because I'm an idiot, you know? But he's not going to tell me,
right.
Why are you asking that? That's not at all how it works. You know, and then he'll say things like, well, I would encourage you to check out the documentation. And you know that you've just asked him something stupid, but he's very gracious about it. And his blog has consistently got, good information, good opinions, and, pointers to great content.
And great technical
Shrinkster/GOM. Very technical. Yeah. Two ASP.net sites, of course, everything up at weblogs.asp.net is great. Most of the blogs that are hosted up there consistently have good content. Shrinkster.com/goo, G-O-O. But, you know, my personal hero when it comes to ASP.net, Fritz Onion.
Fritz.
If you've ever read his ASP.net 1.0 book was fantastic.
Fantastic
and his
book.
His blog is of similar quality, Shrinkster/GON. Fritz Onion, everyone knows him from his ViewState decoder.
Yep.
Sometimes you want to crack open ViewState, and he had the tools for us. He's up at Pluralsight. Got a great series of tools you can check out. Now, you know, if I had another 15 hours in the day, I'd probably want to do more video blogging. But, you know, everything that I do, the Channel 9 guys do better. If you've seen the Channel 9 up at Shrinkster/GOP, I really am enjoying their video stuff as Scoble wanders the halls and interviews folks. Mm-hmm. It gives you such an interesting insight into what's going on inside of Microsoft. And their RSS feed, which is the kind of the complete feed of all the videos, that's what I take a look at. I don't really visit the site much anymore. I just subscribe to Shrinkster/GOP, and I see all of the videos as they come in.
The one thing you get at Channel 9 that you don't get anywhere else is really the penetration into Microsoft. And you may or may not find technical information there, you know, that you wouldn't find outside. But you'll definitely get early information, like you'll get it first
totally.
At Channel 9. And you'll get just a cultural look inside the campus.
Yeah.
Which you can't get
anywhere
else.
I really like getting the insight. There's stuff going on at Microsoft you don't even think about. Like, a really good example of a blog that I learned so much from is Michael Kaplan at Shrinkster/GOR. This is a guy who does internationalization at Microsoft, right? So this isn't like internationalization of applications. This is the enabling us to internationalize our apps. Like, if somebody wants to get a certain Tamil character into Windows, this is one of the guys that you talk to. This is a guy who's instrumental to making Ethiopian Amharic, a language I'm personally interested in, work on Vista. You know, when Klingon gets support, you know, he'll be the guy that makes it happen. And he's so funny because he'll always make each post, this post is brought to you by, you know, Latin letter schwa or whatever, and put the funky glyph for it. And you know your fonts are messed up if you read any of Michael Kaplan's posts and they're all black squares. He's always doing hardcore stuff like
that.
This
would be a good time to just mention that if anybody's thought about doing globalization, doing, you know, internationalization of websites with ASP.net, and they're using any other technology as a yardstick by which to think about using ASP.net for this, just throw it away. The internationalization stuff in .net that's just built into the framework, you know, by stacking resources in multiple directories and just hanging them off the web directory, the bin directory, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, consistently I see people trying to roll their own stuff, put things in databases. Sometimes that's necessary, but the stuff, man, if you got to do internationalization, lean on the framework.
Lean
so
on
much,
it.
And it's gotten so much better in 2.0. And it's even so much more better in Vista. More better? It's so much more better in Vista.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that he's shown me in Vista is pretty fantastic. He's also at blogs.msdn.com. Other great msdn.com sites, of course, the PowerShell site, Shrinkster/GP5. Junfeng at Shrinkster/GP4 is a great CLR internals, you know, CLI debugger type, always letting me know about how the assembly loader really works.
Right.
And then developing for developers. This is a great site. I think this is a little nugget inside of msdn.com people don't really know about. Shrinkster/GP 2. It's blogs.msdn/devdev. And this is basically like programming pearls. This is a great book from back in the day, teaching you how to, little pearls of information, little pearls of wisdom. This Developing for Developers blog consistently has great stuff. It's almost like Dr. GUI. Remember back in the day, there was
sure.
Dr. GUI?
MSDN.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of a conversation. Definitely enjoy that. Other really hardcore blogs that I've enjoyed, like Wesner Moise has a really interesting blog called .NET Undocumented, shrinkster.com/GOS. This is a guy who basically developed pivot tables in Excel, worked for Microsoft years ago, and now has gone off to do his own static analysis tool that he's going to be revealing onto the into the world. And wicked smart guy, wicked smart. Always talking about, you know, AI, very deep, thoughtful analysis about the motivations behind software development. I very much enjoy reading his stuff. And then when I do feel stupid because I read these really smart guys' blogs, I go over to the Daily WTF and I take a look at that, shrinkster.com/GOT. Of course, this is the forum of all the worst kind of written on the bathroom wall kind of code you've ever seen. You've been up to the Daily WTF,
yeah, the
right,
Daily
Carl?
WTF, yeah. The Daily what it's, the...
Yeah, it's enough to make you really feel ill.
Right.
And then let's end up on a couple of fun blogs that, speaking of fun blogs like the Daily WTF, another WTF moment would be handsiesmatter.com. This is shrinkster/GOU. This is really interesting. This is a Chinese gentleman who moved to the States, speaks both Chinese and English fluently, and he has dedicated himself to basically translating people's tattoos that they've got in ancient Asian kanji and explaining really why they didn't get what they thought tattooed on themselves. This is a great site. Basically, you send in your tattoo that says, oh yeah, this is my name spelled in kanji. And he says, no, this means sweaty antelope and it's on your, you know, it's on your arm. You might think about that. Or, and he'll mark them up in Paint Shop and say, well, this could be that, but I think maybe they went into Babelfish and looked it up themselves. You know, don't get an Asian tattoo is really the goal there. Really great site. Very fun.
I have a few friends I'd like to send to that blog.
You definitely should. Check this out. This is true. MC Hammer, he's got his own blog. It's
a real
blog. Are you
talking about Can't Touch This, MC Hammer?
Yeah, this MC Hammer. This is his real blog. It's a Blogspot blog. He blogs to it with his T-Mobile sidekick.
No kidding.
Shrinkster/GOV. He puts up pictures, his family. He's got a new album out on iTunes. This is the real guy. It's not a fake blog. This is actually MC Hammer blogging. It's his
does
personal
he answer
blog.
Comments and
comments.
Stuff?
He does. He does answer comments.
Wow.
It's a real guy. And another celebrity who's actually blogging is Kevin Smith, Silent Bob from Clerks, right? He's at silentbobspeaks.com, shrinkster/GOW. Silent Bob, it's the real stuff. It's really interesting to read blogs like this, like Will Wheaton from, you know, from Star Trek's got a blog.
Right.
These are the real guys. Zach Braff from Scrubs. It's interesting. You know, we look at celebrities and we think, oh, wow, be really cool. What's this guy like? And then, you know, you read their blog and you find out, oh, this is what MC Hammer does on a random Tuesday. Isn't that interesting? That's a heck of a thing.
Interesting.
Now, an interesting blog, we talked about Overheard in New York a while back. There's
right.
another one called Overheard in the Office, which is just really crazy quotes from real people sent in from all over the world about what's going on in their office. It's a little, sometimes not really safe for work. It's kind of a off-color humor, but I think it's worth taking a look at. Shrinkster/GOX. Always good for a laugh. Overheardintheoffice.com. And then, of course, Philip Terone, you know, is just the bomb, the man, at the Make Zine, right? Make blog. This is at shrinkster/GOZ. This guy is the guy who's always taking two or three pieces of hardware and putting them together. He actually took a GPS and a computer, strapped it to himself, ran around downtown New York trying to make designs with the direction that he was running, and then overlaid the resulting GPS data onto a Google blog.
Wow.
Onto a Google map, rather, so he could draw stuff by running, by, you know, with his body.
You know,
so he'd like run like, you know, 10 miles and then go back and see what the design looked like.
I heard about that guy.
He's a guy who, you know, strapped a camera onto a Roomba and just see what the Roomba view of the world is, you know. That actually caused me to do the same thing with my Roomba.
I was
going to
say,
day.
You did the same thing with your
you remember
Roomba.
That?
Yeah, I
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I totally took, I put a Logitech cam on top of the Roomba.
I watched the camera for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow.
Philip is the guy that inspired me to really get into the, you know, the coding for fun, some assembly required stuff where you could start messing with hardware. But he solders things, and I don't use solder. I'm not a big wiring guy. But the Make Zine is just amazing, the stuff that you could make. If you're ever looking for something to do with your kid on a random weekend, take a look at Shrinkster/GOZ. And then, of course, you know, the original Jolon software, you know, Shrinkster/GP3. Joel is a wise old man. He runs Fog Creek software, maker of fog bugs. And I think he's been blogging on, not really blogging, I wouldn't call it blogging, but he's had a website forever.
Yeah.
One of his best posts is the post about what any developer must absolutely know about internationalization. Talks about encoding of ASCII and ANSI and stuff. I got a really, really nice email from a guy who works on the one of the IE teams inside of Microsoft that said that my list of questions that you've got to learn about .NET in order to really be an effective developer,
right,
along with Joel's article about what you absolutely minimally must know about internationalization, helped him get the job that he has at Microsoft as a design engineer. That was really cool. And it's people like Joel and these other blogs that we've talked about today that really raise the bar and make it easier for us to do our jobs, right?
Yeah.
Don't you always turn to the blogs, right? You're using Google now as a way to find other people who've had that problem.
Right.
Absolutely. They've almost replaced the news groups, you know?
They definitely have. News groups are dead. You know, people still use news groups to trade wares and stuff like that, but I don't see a lot of people using them for information.
Yeah, I really like these communities of blogs, like weblogs.asp.net, like codebetter.com, yeah, you know, Pluralsight. A bunch of smart people get together and put their heads together and blog as a group. And then, of course, Google makes it all easier for us to find them.
Yep.
I'm sure I've forgotten some blogs. I've got another 235 blogs on my list, but these are the ones that I keep coming back to, and I hope that you enjoy them as well.
Excellent, Scott. Thanks a lot. This is a great show, and we'll talk to you next week on Hansel Minutes.